Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Pillai Center podcast. In this episode, enlightened master Dr. Bhaskaran Pillai will share important information on how, with the intercession of the divine, we can live a 200% life, 100% material, and 100% spiritual. Let's listen now to Dr. Pillai.
It's an initiation session, so I just want to just remain silent for a few seconds. And I will intermittently do this, 15 or 20 minutes that I want to spend with you. The most important thing is I got to connect with you. That's important, and then so I will remove my glasses that time. Now, this is a very important time, whether it is, it's morning here in the US and the night for you in India. The night of Shiva. I want to talk a few challenges that all of us have living in the 21st century in a scientific and technological civilization where to even say a mantra is difficult because there are too many thoughts coming in. And how do we overcome that? And how the mantra itself will work. First of all, why is it today very important? Because any festival in the Indian context is an astronomical, astrological, as well as biophysical phenomenon. Because the time has an impact on us. And time is a matter of the planets moving, and particularly the sun and the moon, which are very important today. And their impact on us on Shivratri night is very consequential. That's why we celebrate this the night of Shiva. So how to deal with the mind and then stay focused so that we can pull your mind out of its wavering nature, goofy nature, and then go into very deeply where? Into your soul. And your soul is in the pineal gland. That's what we are going to do first. And there is a technique, and I won't go explain the background of the technique, but and I will give you the technique. And along with it, I'm going to combine a lot of other things so that you'll benefit from these 15 minutes which we are going to be together. Now, close your eyes, and then I'm going to introduce you a very, very powerful way of using a mantra and what it is and how it is going to benefit you. And I'm going to compress 3, 4, maybe even 5 techniques in this meditation that we are going to do. It would be better if we could dance and then engage ourselves, but it will be more deeper to do this meditation than dancing. I'm not putting down dancing. Dancing is good, but that is still superficial unless you do it very conscious dancing. Well, again, let's go to the meditation. Close your eyes and put your attention on your feet. The feet are connected to the two brains. The two feet are connected to the two sides of the brain, the two hemispheres. Just by focusing on your feet, you will see tingling experience on the feet. That's very important. And focus on the big toes of the right and the left. There is an energy that is getting inside the toes, and then they go upwards through the feet, through the shin and calf, and thighs, and then feel them, feel the two strains as streams of the energy, and feel the energy crossing each other at the navel chakra, and then going up, and then the energy crosses again at the third eye chakra. That is where we are going to. The third eye chakra is the pineal gland. Once you have done this, you could have easily understand that you are now different, that your experience is now different. And how much time did we take? Very small amount of time, maybe a minute or two. And within the period of time, we have accomplished a great deal, because you are still conscious of the energy from the feet going into the navel chakra and then into the third eye chakra. And at the third eye chakra, which is the pineal gland, which also you may also want to include the pituitary gland, which is down below. At that level, at this point, let's say the third eye, we say the mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Out aloud. And as you do that, just focus your attention on the throat and on your tongue. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Why on the throat? Why on the tongue? The throat is the place where your karma is. Your karma means your past life and also current life, deposits of sins, papa, wrong things you have done, knowingly or unknowingly, and they are creating a life of suffering, diseases. All these things can be traced to the throat chakra. And why tongue? I can talk about it for hours. No need. On the tongue thinks. Not only the brain thinks, the tongue thinks. The tongue thinking is emotional. Emotions, saliva, all kinds of emotions. The best, the intense emotion is on the tongue. So you want to emotionalize this sound so that it becomes powerful. So that's it. That's the philosophy. So when we say Om Namah Shivaya on the throat and on the tongue, and on the third eye. Om Namah Shivaya. On the tongue. Om Namah Shivaya. On the third eye. Om Namah Shivaya. Now, this is the first time I'm teaching this. I'm not teaching it. I'm just channeling the grace of Lord Shiva. And he loves you so much. And that's why he's making use of me to give this technique, which you can do it in few seconds. And I have done so many meditations so far. It is not like Shiva himself is involved in interacting with you to remove your karma, which is in the throat. Even in Christianity, it's called the Adam's apple. That's where all the problems started. And even in science, you see this gland here, the thyroid. And then when you get sick, you can see the attack is at this throat chakra first, and then to go into the throat glands. So it's science. And then on the tongue. Why on the tongue? The saliva. The DNA, you can reach your DNA through the saliva. See, it's easy, but deep. Deeper than many techniques I know of personally. And then the third eye. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. So what are you doing? You are now at the same time going through the body from the toes onwards into the body and then ending in the third eye. Fantastic, isn't it? That's all you need to do. Even when you do whatever you have learned through the grace of Lord Shiva. And you can see every day, you know, even you don't have time, you know, even in the workplace. Om Namah Shivaya. You can do the whole technique even from, combine all of them from the energy, starting from getting into your body through the toes and then going into the navel chakra and then going into the throat chakra and then on the tongue and then on the third eye. Om Namah Shivaya. There are no hard and fast rules. Even if you want to get it, you know, do it in a short form, the throat, the tongue, and the third eye. Okay? And that's, you know, if we do this, it's better than doing in a way you are unconscious and fighting with your mind and not knowing anything. Now I have to tell you one thing. What is Namah Shivaya? Namah Shivaya simply means the five elements. Na is the earth, Ma is the water element, Shi is the fire element, Va is the air element, and Ya is Akash, which is the space element. See, we are only just a combination of the five elements. You can master all these elements by just doing this sound, just focus now on your feet and up to, let's say, the shin and calf and up to the thigh. Just focus on. And then you want all the material benefits of the world because we are material beings. Na 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 na. Do it for a few seconds or a minute. You will be able to get in touch with the earth element, which is Lakshmi. Okay. So you have already contacted Lakshmi by just saying na. And then I want to do more, so I don't want to complete this one. So I just want to tell you another thing. The most important thing is removing your karma. Unless you remove your karma, nothing is going to happen. And Shiva is very, very dedicated to removing the karma of people. He took poison. Here, this is poison. This is karma. This is where karma is. And when karma, when you are under the grip of karma, then you cannot do any, you know, you cannot, you have to undergo karma. It's very difficult. You can try to change it, maybe you will succeed a little bit, but mostly, if you have good karma and then you have no diseases in the body, and you have. So you have to do more about the karma. Anyway, karma is your destiny, it is here, and then saying Namah Shivaya here also will take care of that. Then I want to give you another mantra, which I like. I still continue to like, and not only like, but it is also a life-changing mantra, a karma-changing mantra, karma removal, karma-busting mantra, I used to call it. In 90s, I used to teach it, and that is, you know, if you want to know a lot about it, you can go to one of my videos made, it should be available on the website. It is Tirunilakandam. Tirunilakandam is the mantra, which is the mantra which you will use. And what will happen? If you have a disrespectful life, people don't respect you, you yourself don't respect yourself because there are not many good things around you. Okay. What do? You just do use the mantra, Tirunilakandam. Tirunilakandam. And it is very difficult in general to use a mantra continuously because the mind is under the control of Maya, and Maya is the illusion that, you know, we are all subjected to, whether we like it or not. So the Maya controls the mind, and the mind is also wandering. So what can you do? This mantra will do that. Tirunilakandam. What will it do? It will arrest the wavering mind by forcing your soul. Hey, just keep your attention on Tirunilakandam or Namah Shivaya. Marakkum en manathinai maatri. Jnanasambandha is saying, oh, I'm forgetting God. I remember everything else. Marakkum en manathinai maatri en aaviyai varpuruthi. You have to squeeze the soul to stay on God. And what will happen after when you do that? Then when you do that, when Shiva is going to do that for you, when you say Tirunilakandam, then your disrespectful, mediocre life will be gone. Just remember this. This is Tirunilakandam, and then go to the website and look at it. I have a lot of videos on Tirunilakandam. Okay, and this is the gift that Shiva decided to give it to you out of his love for you. And this is where the problem is. The Adam's apple, the disobedience to God. You know, it's another way of understanding through Christianity. But this is Shiva's method. Now, I think my time is up, and I will also do a longer session during the midnight here, where I will talk about at length. There are a few topics: astral travel to Kailas. Kailas is the heaven of Lord Shiva. And I'm going to give you mantras, and then there will be ritual. And there will also, what do I do? My practice, you know, with the gold Shivalinga. I'll show that to you. I want to share that experience with you. It's called Atmalinga, my soul linga. And how the astral travel to Kailas is very important. So there are a lot of things. I don't know if I will be able to cover all of those things, but I will do. But if you can, make it. And that's going to be tonight, Eastern time. So I'm very grateful to Lord Shiva for using me to deliver the real, effective, powerful way of using two of his mantras, Om Namah Shivaya and Tirunilakandam, Tirunilakandam. Okay? God bless.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope to see you again for more inspiring episodes of our Pillai Center podcast. Until we meet again, God bless.